basically, the Day of Resistance is just a movement that came about because of, on January 16th, the president issued 23 executive orders that are basically attacking the Second Amendment. And so after that, there was a guy that came up with an idea. It kind of hit the, you know, going through Facebook and what have you. And the next thing you know, here we are. Everybody, we've got over 70 different places throughout the country. They're going to be holding these same exact rallies. Everybody is individuals. They're doing their own different way, but they're still all about the Day of Resistance. We've got, I believe there's 5 of them just here in Texas. Dallas, Alvin is going to have one. They're just everywhere. And it's just regular people standing up, wanting to be heard.
And it's going to be at the VFW, correct?
Correct. Our location is the VFW in Caldwell, right there on Highway 36, just south of actual Caldwell and on 20, off of 21 there. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. until about 2 p.m. We're going to have Bill Flores speaking. We've got at least 5 other speakers that are notable local people that just want to get something said. We've got a lady, Ann Mazzone. If you were driving all the way from Kentucky, it'd be worth it just to hear her speak. This lady, she's, you know, a retired school teacher. She's a just really remarkable lady. She's wonderful to hear.
Well, would you please tell me a little bit about why no weapons?
Well, for us, when all of this came about, it was a very short notice kind of a thing. And in our area, there's really not a big choice of places that we could do this, still be able to have power, have a place where there would be able to be food and drinks available and things like that. And it's the VFW. Well, the entire property is covered by their TABC license. Therefore, no weapons are allowed on the property, both to protect the person coming onto the property that has the weapon from getting in trouble and to protect the VFW from getting in trouble. That's the issue. It's not us saying that you can't bring a weapon. I mean, we'd love to have a nice big show and tell, everybody bringing out everything. But it's because of that. Any place that we would have been able to find in our area, we would have either had to jump through 1,000 hoops for permits for this, that, and the other, and all these different things. And with the VFW, it was easy, other than no weapons. The VFW will be having the bar open, and you'll be able to go into the canteen there and grab you a cold one if you want it. Therefore, the whole property is covered by the license. You can go inside and grab you a beer and come back outside and listen to the speakers. You know, we would like to have a lot of off-duty police officers, just anybody and everybody that, you know, wants to take part in this, because the Second Amendment's vital to all of us. It's really and truly, it is, you know, it's the right that protects all of the other rights. And if it goes, they're all going to go. And we really don't want that to happen. That's why we've got to make our voices heard now.
Even though it's being done in a lot of other areas too, are you the person who came up with the idea locally?
Well, what happened, there was just a thing that was started getting passed around Facebook, and a guy, Dustin Stockman, is he's the one, it's the teaparty.net, it's a couple of groups like that that are the bigger groups, and it started getting passed around about this Day of Resistance thing, you know, the idea, and whether anybody would be interested. And boom, as soon as I saw it, there was no way I could deny it. To be honest, though, I just really thought I was going to get involved and have an online type of a rally where I would be able to try to go through and find as many other people doing this, and then sharing it in one place online as quickly and as live as I could do it. And the next thing you know, I had a couple of people say, well, let's do it here. I said, let's do it. So that's when we started scrambling. And I really don't know how. It took four days from saying, yeah, let's do this, to having the website done. And the next day after that, we already had a confirmation that Bill Flores would be there. It went quick. I mean, it's amazing. All you've got to do is do it. You know, when you get tired of hearing everybody else not do it, just do it. It's not that hard. I mean, I'm just a website guy. I build websites for a living, and I get bored. I build a website. Some people get bored. They do other things. They drink a beer or build a model airplane. I build a website. And so I was kind of bored and decided to do that. And it came out pretty good. The main thing I'd like to say is just, if you're going to come out, bring a lawn chair. We've got plenty of space out there for you to get comfortable. Bring your family. There's really plenty of space. I mean, it's a great big grassy area. We may not be able to carry our own handguns or anything like that, but we do have a howitzer out there. We've got a great big flagpole. We've got everything you might want to need to have for something like this. Just bring a lawn chair so you have some place to sit and listen to the speakers. It's really going to be great. We've got a band that's going to be opening it all up, and that's Providence Ironworks. Some of you may know that little band. They're great guys, the gal down there. Just come on out, bring your lawn chair, be comfortable, and make sure you go inside the VFW down there and buy you a soda or a beer or something. We really want to thank them for helping us put this whole thing together.